Hi everyone, it's Jo and I'm responding to Jenny about the photo situation. Sorry you're going through this, Jenny, for starters. You must feel pretty cross about it. Hopefully you've calmed down a bit by now. The other thing, before I start rambling, no, I promise I'll keep it quite short, is that it doesn't matter when you post because we're all in different time zones anyway. If we're, you know, if people are in a different country, like Germany or America or Canada or you know, anywhere else in the world, and we'll all pick up the posts at some point when we're awake or, you know, can't sleep in the early hours or whatever. So that just covers that. My thinking about this is that, I mean, if she's running a group and she knows that, or the person is running a group and they know that they've got somebody who, you know, who is visually impaired, then perhaps it's just thoughtless on their part that they're not thinking ahead and thinking, well, perhaps I should put a description up with this. Or maybe they're thinking, oh, well, you know, you've got accessibility technology like VoiceOver, and they, in their ignorance, may think that VoiceOver will deal with it. However, when the time comes that you actually ask and say, can you describe this to me, and they actively refuse, then that becomes a different issue, I think. That becomes discrimination. And to my mind, they shouldn't really be running a group like that, because if they've got no empathy with the people that are involved with that group, then really they're not the right person for that kind of job, if you ask me, really. I think if you go out of your way to say, look, please, can you describe this to me? Can you tell me what's on this picture? Because I can't read it and, you know, my access tech is not helping with this. Then really, it doesn't take a long time, does it, to write a post? I mean, if somebody, for example, said it to me over something on the VI Talk Facebook group, it wouldn't take long, or on Braille support, it wouldn't take long to describe something to them. And you would do it as a matter of course. I think maybe she needs some kind of awareness training. And it's probably a similar thing that I said in response to Michelle, that perhaps somebody from, I don't know, a local blind society or Action for Blind could maybe do some awareness training at this group or something like that, because it's not on really. I mean, it's annoying enough when you're on Facebook and you know you're going down your newsfeed and people are posting loads and loads of photos. I mean, that bit strips was another one when that was all the rage on Facebook, and it was totally inaccessible with VoiceOver, as far as I'm aware. And I used to just flick past them and just think, oh well, you know. But when it's something, and that's okay because that's someone's personal timeline, and it's up to them whether they want to describe or not. And as Tanya, you know, said, if somebody said to her, you know, I can't access that, can you give me a description or what's that photo, then she would happily do it. I know my Rob used to have quite a lot of visually impaired friends on his Facebook list, and if he posted photos, more often than not he would put a comment, or in either in the status with the photo or as the first comment, he'd put, for my VI friends, this is a photo of blah 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 blah, and he would try to do that as often as he could just to make it easier. But you know, when it's on someone's personal timeline, you kind of let it go a bit, because you think, well, you know, it's personal to them and they don't have to consider particularly anybody else. But when it's a group or an organisation, and I think particularly as Tanya said, if they have charitable status or organisation status, then really they've got a duty of care to provide the information in a format that you can understand. However, we all know that in lots of, I mean, you know, there's lots of places, companies, things, you know, that just don't provide this accessible information, and you know, we're always all banging on about it, and hopefully one day it will be better. I think gradually there are things that are improving, but I'm really sorry that you're having to do this, Jenny, and it can be embarrassing, can't it, and to have to go asking people and say, oh, you know, please can you help with this. And we don't all have family members that we can ask. We don't all have close, you know, friends that live close by that we can ask on a whim. You know, sometimes it's a matter of waiting days, and by then the event could have passed, or, you know, it could be too late to book tickets if it's some kind of event like that. So I think you really need to perhaps have a word or get somebody else to help you explain the situation to this person who's running the group, and see if it can be rectified, or, you know, if she can see, you know, maybe she just can't see it, and which sounds bizarre really, but maybe she just can't see what she's doing, and that she's not, you know, she's not being fair. So maybe she just needs somebody to put it there in black and white for her and say, look, this is this, and hopefully she'll take it on board and she will change the way she does things, or at least put a description with the photograph in future. But sorry, can't be of more help, Jenny. We're really just reiterating what Tanya and Sabrina said, but I hope you're feeling better about it, and I'm, you know, glad you've got your sister at least who can help with things like that. But it isn't fair that you should have to go around the houses finding somebody to do that for you. Anyway, I said I wouldn't ramble on. I've gone on long enough, so I'm going to go, and hope you're all having a nice Monday, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care.